speaking.
Yeah, this is Bob Ross. You've been my agent with medical stuff for years. Do you know who I am?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Do you do Medicare also?
Yes, we do. Everything health insurance, so individual group and Medicare.
Okay, so I've my birthday, I turned 65 like March the 12th. I'm still within my, I guess there's 3 months before and 3 months after buffer, right?
Correct. Yep, 3 months before the month of and 3 months after, so you've got a 7 month window.
Okay, now the closing month is like 3 months after my birthday or 3 months after the end of the month?
It's 3 months after the end of the month.
Okay, so if it's March, it's April, May, the end of June?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So here's my status right now. I've signed up for A and B, just went on to, you know, Medicaid or whatever, socialsecurity.gov or whatever, and signed up for A and B. I've got a number. They didn't send me my card yet, but I've seen a picture of it, or at least I've got a number, I guess. But
do you know the date that the A and B will start?
It's already started. The one of them started like the end of April, and the other one started the beginning of May.
Beginning of May. Okay. Yeah. So you, I mean, you're ready to hit the ground running whenever you want to pull the trigger. So when it comes to Part B, are you paying any premium, or are you eligible for any form of Medicaid that you know of?
The only thing I know of is I'm just, my only bill is I'm only signed up for A and B. I guess A is free, but B is $202 a month, and that's what I guess they're going to start charging me. But my big issue or my big worries or whatever is like, oh, I know there's two different things that if you don't sign up in time, they penalize you for life. And one of them, I think, was B, I'm not sure. And the other one was D, right?
Correct. So if you don't enroll in Part B, there's a lifelong penalty, and then D, there's a lifelong penalty. Those are both calculated by how long you go without it. So for example, the Part D is our most common penalty. Like if you chose not to have prescription drug coverage, you're penalized 1% for every month you go without it.
Yeah,
that. For example, if you go a year without it, it's you know, a 12-month penalty, which would typically incur an additional $3 to $4 worth of costs.
Yeah.
Just a prescription drug in the future.
Okay, so now what I understand is there may be some like really, really cheap or free D plans that might have like high upfronts or, you know, or copays or whatever they are.
Yeah, we've got a handful of items. So you remind me, you're Boise, Nampa. I can't.
Boise, uh huh. Boise, uh huh.
So in Boise, do you mind if I ask you a handful of questions just to see where you might fit?
Yeah, fire away. Yeah.
Tons of options in the Boise area, just because it's a big city. But one of the things that we really noticed is that a lot of the plans have St. Al's and St. Luke's don't always play well together. And what these insurance companies have done is they can get deeper discounts by kind of forcing people to go one way or another. And so you've got St. Luke's and St. Al's. And so if you were to have a surgery or need to go to the hospital for anything, do you know which one you'd probably go to?
I know this is kind of a weird question, but which one's better? I know this is probably a very subjective question, but shift.
It is a very subjective question, because a lot of people have pretty strong opinions.
I don't suppose you know which one I'm at, right, at least was with, like, I was signed up with Blue Cross and then Regents. Was I on the same one?
Yeah, so if you're, I think you're currently with Regents, and...
I canceled Regents. I made the last of April my last day.
Okay. Let's take a look. I just want to look at, make sure I'm giving you good information.
Sure, that no problem. Also, I'm going to check with my brother because whatever he's on, he's under United Healthcare, and I don't remember what they favor, so I'll have to check with him.
Okay, so we had you on the silver plan. All right, which region?
I do remember I went one time. I got sick and called the health people, called my health people. This was Blue Cross, and they told me to go to this one place, and that one place was like not within their service, and I had to pay a boatload of money, and that's why I quit Blue Cross. They screwed me over.
Yeah. Well, and again, it's hard because like what we've seen is some deep battle lines are drawn, and so it's like okay, you go to St. Luke's, or and only basically St. Luke's providers. There's a handful of other clinics that are involved, but St. Luke's is so big that they offer a lot of the specialties. So a lot of the
I forget which one is the one that's which one is the one that's like on Eagle Road and close to the highway? Do you know?
That's St. Luke's.
Luke's. That's St. Luke's, and the other one is closer to downtown.
Yeah, and again, I have people swear up and down on both sides, and so my personal opinion is just with my personal clients is I would say a little bit more choose to go with St. Luke's just because it is a bigger system, and they have a little bit more of a monopoly in Boise.
Uh-huh. Okay. That sounds reasonable. Plus, the one in Eagle Road is just, for me, it's closer. It's just.
Yeah, and then we have.
I will have to look at what emergency centers are like really close to me. I think both of them.
Back it up, go ahead.
I think in Eagle where I'm at, I think both. I'm not sure, but I think both of them are really close. The emergency centers are. Both of them are close. There's one. Right off of Horseshoe Bend, and that may be the one that's not, that might be St. Alphonse, because that was the one that charged me a bunch of money, I think. And then just down the road, there's another one, which might be the other. I'll have to do my homework, but I'm maybe kind of leaning towards St. Luke's.
Okay. And just so you know, in an urgent or an emergency situation, you can go out of network, and it will be paid as though it was in network.
Oh.
Like if you have the St. Luke's plan, knock on wood, but let's say ambulance has to come and take you for whatever reason, and they take you to St. Al's, you're going to be just fine. They'll cover it as though it's
oh.
The biggest thing that we have is like, yeah, if you go with the St. Luke's plan and you choose to have like a knee replacement at St. Al's, that's where you're going to get into some trouble.
Oh, if I choose like. St. Luke's can do St. knee replacement, but for some reason I have a wild hair that says I want to go the other one, then I'll have to. That's an is it because it's an elective surgery?
Well, not necessarily. We call it medical, and even though it's both in the same city, we call it medical tourism. And so, you know, this is not super common, but it does happen. For example, let's say that you get diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
And you say, I want the absolute best doctor in the nation. I'm going to fly back east and go to the Mayo Clinic, or I'm going to go down to Arizona or California.
Yeah.
I want the best of the best. Well, what's going to happen is the insurance companies are going to say, no, we have oncologists here. You have to go to them first and then get a referral to go to like a specialist. I just had
That doesn't bug me. I'm really healthy. And if I had to jump through hoops, if bad things happen, you know, like what you're just saying, I don't have any problem with that. What I want to do is I want to keep my monthly bill way down.
Okay.
Because, I mean, even though I got... stocks and everything, my income won't be that great because my Social Security, it's when I start on it, it's going to be like $1,000 a month, and that's about it.
What's your zip code?
83616.
'Cause like UnitedHealthcare is an option. Do you have any prescriptions?
No. See, that was the thing about the Part D, why I wanted to go with the cheapest, absolute cheapest Part D, because I do not have any regular prescriptions. My brother, I have a twin brother, but he has some expensive monthlies on prescriptions. He's got some like Adderall or basic generic Adderall, whatever, and some other expensive stuff's monthly. I don't have anything. But I don't want to have that Part D penalty. So that's the only reason I want to sign up for Part D is just to avoid that penalty. That is it.
So we've got one with Blue Cross that's really, really good and that doesn't cover prescriptions that would leave you exposed. Some people choose to go without prescription drug coverage, especially if they're really healthy, but I don't typically advise it just because, again, you know, there's that lifelong penalty.
That I want to avoid that. I just want to
Yeah.
avoid that because it seems like you said like it's a 1% a month. So at 100 months, it'll be 100%, right? Double.
Which they're typically not terrible, right? They're typically around $20, $30 a month for the prescription drug plan, employee
Yeah,
plan. But still, it adds up for sure. We have one that's really good with Blue Cross. So let me,
I'm
you
looking for
know.
I know that when I was investigating like Part G, there was like a high deductible Part G which has much lower monthly or something like that. You're aware of that, right? Okay, but I wanted like is there a high deductible Part D which is like really, really cheap?
We've got a Humana plan for Part D that would cover you at zero cost. There's no cost, and you'd have prescription drug coverage that would be qualified. So
Yeah, because 2 weeks ago I talked with a Humana agent. 2 weeks ago I just went on a phone binge and called about, five different people, and the Humana said there was like this one Advantage plan where not only is do I not pay anything beyond my 202, but they said they somehow that plan pays for part of the 202, so it makes it even less than 202. Are you aware of that?
So the Courage plan with Blue Cross, the CHUL or the Honor Give Back with Humana, and then UnitedHealthcare has one too. Those all, the ones that will give you money back, are all plans that do not cover prescription drugs. And so, yeah, each carrier has one, but yeah, it's the give back plans. They're designed for veterans,
Oh,
so
okay.
veterans can get their prescriptions through the VA for at no cost. Well, there's a
Oh.
cost associated, but they can waive those prescription drug requirements because they're VA. And so that's why you hear a lot of those plans that will do the give back, or like the Courage or the Valor or the Honor. So
Now, is there a lot of people that like go through their whole life and never have to have any kind of prescription?
My grandma, she passed away a few years ago, but she went her entire life without having prescription drug
What age
coverage.
did she
And
pass away?
she was 96.
Ooh, that's way up there. Okay. Because
So
I don't
it's
foresee any prescrip I don't see any I wish there was just a really dirt cheap way of just like ticking that box, like really high deductible or something like that, where I don't have to pay hardly anything because I may never use it.
And if your overall goal is to keep your costs as low as possible, we have a lot of really good plans that are zero cost, other than the $202. In fact, again, the Courage or the Honor Give Back with Humana or the one with United Healthcare, those ones are all free and then pay some towards your Medicare Part B premium. So that would be the absolute lowest cost way to do that.
Okay.
It would leave you exposed on the prescription drug side. If you didn't want to be exposed on the prescription drug side, you know, and this is kind of what I like to mention as well. Our most popular one is with Blue Cross. They're kind of the big dog in Idaho. And
okay.
They have some really good plans.
I'll give them another chance. Helpful. Maybe it was just the way I talked to the people on the phone. You know, when she sent me over to the one place, and then I'll see what if I can just not have that again, or at least every time I get on the phone with him, I'll record it so that, you know, if there's an issue, then I can get my money back or whatever.
And not a bad idea. But again, we've got Humana, United Healthcare, St. Al's has their own plan, St. Luke's has their own plan. They all have their pros and cons. This is one thing that I like to kind of think about. So if you don't take any prescriptions and you don't plan on taking any prescriptions for the next 10 years, who knows, right? Something crazy can happen and you can have to start taking some prescriptions.
Like expensive prescriptions, yeah.
But, you know, if you're paying $0 a month plus you're saving $50 to $100 in the give back, well, you know, over the space of a year, let's just say you save $50 a month, well, that's $600. That would pay for almost 10 years of a penalty.
Oh.
And that makes sense. So you're saving enough money that it could be worth the penalty in the future.
Yeah.
That just makes me nervous, but because it's a lifelong penalty, right? But that's how a lot of people look at these plans.
Is there standalone D plans? Like, say, let's just say I signed up with, United, I'm just using this as an example. It's arbitrary, but let's say I do United that is with St. Luke's or whatever. United Healthcare hooked up with St. Luke's. That's one plan, like whether it's part N, G, or whatever. Or were you talking about Advantage plans?
Yeah, so I've been mostly focusing on Advantage plans.
Okay.
I think with your goals, I'd probably stay away from the supplemental plans just because they're going to be quite a bit more expensive. It's typically the supplemental plans are more expensive and better coverage when it comes to catastrophic situations.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't think, you know, you sound pretty healthy and probably won't have a ton of catastrophic situations.
No.
So anyways, I think that
now down the road, let's just say like 5 years from now, for some reason, either I can afford supplemental or some other reason, like, oh, I really need or want supplemental. Can I switch over to supplemental like 5 years from now?
Yes and no. So in your 7 month initial window where you're at right now, you can sign up for a supplemental plan, no questions asked.
With no underwriting.
Yeah, no underwriting.
And then if I go 5 years from now, I need underwriting, right?
Correct. Yep, so they'll have you answer some health questions. They can't adjust your rate, but they can deny you. So they can say, nope, we're not going to give... we're not going to give... give you this policy, right? Now, one thing that you can kind of get away from that on, and another reason why I like Blue Cross is that's a big fear for people, you know, as you age.
Yeah.
Sometimes things break down and crazy things happen, and you may want to move to a supplemental plan.
Yeah.
Well, if you go with Blue Cross, they have a crosswalk clause, which will allow you to move over to their supplemental plan at any time.
Oh.
Typically, you don't want to do it maybe
Like off by mid-year, you mean like it's off of the regular elective period? Cause whatever, if I do my switch, I'm willing to wait a whole year before the switch. So, I don't need like the off year, but the on year, I don't care.
So for example, let's use, just a kind of a made up example, but let's say that you decide to go with Blue Cross of Medicare Advantage plan. And come, October during the AEP, you find out, or anytime during the year, you find out that you have MS, right? That could be a very costly, thing item moving forward. I want to switch over to a supplemental. Well, if you're with Blue Cross during AEP or at any time, you can say, I want to move to your Plan G, which is going to be $270 a month. So it's pretty expensive.
270 on top of the 202.
On top of the 202, but it basically pays 100% of all of your medical. And then you can buy a separate prescription drug plan. So that's again one reason why. Now let's say that you went with UnitedHealthcare Humana, and you wanted to go to a supplemental. That's going to be a situation where they're going to have to underwrite you. And if you say, I have MS, nobody's going to take you, right? And so that's why Blue Cross gives a little bit of extra protection there, just because in their minds they're saying, hey, we're covering this guy anyways. Let's cover him with a sup. One of the nice things is if you go with a sup with Blue Cross, it's guaranteed. On your birthday, you can change to another carrier, because in Idaho we have what's called the birthday rule. And with the birthday rule, you can change from one supplemental plan to another, no questions asked, no underwriting. On your birthday. So, anyways, there's just some loopholes that we can typically get around that. Now, there is, one thing that you might be intrigued with is we have a new plan. You may not be eligible for it. It's called an association plan. And what the association plan does is it's kind of tied to a handful of organizations. The big one is the Chamber of Commerce, but you also have the cities, the counties, a lot of large employers like Micron or, St. Luke's, St. Al, they all participate in it. But if you've ever worked for a company that's a member of the Chamber of Commerce, a city, a county, or any of the qualified providers, then you would be eligible for these plans. It's a little bit different.
Oh, I would have to have been a city employee.
A city, county, or worked for an employer that's a member of the Chamber of
Oh,
Commerce.
I don't think I'll ever be
You've
that.
been like self-employed most of your life.
Well, I was at HP for 11 years.
Well, HP would work.
But that I got let go in 2007.
And that's fine. So as long as you've ever worked for an organization that is a member of the Chamber of Commerce,
And HP
so
is?
HP would work.
Oh, even though I got let go to in 2007, it's still, I'm still.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, as long as even if you worked, let's say you worked for the school district, driving around food for a week, right?
Oh,
That
wow.
would work.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I think we would be good to go that direction if you wanted to. This plan's a little bit different. Maybe I'll email you some information on
Yeah,
it
okay.
and
You still have my email. It's bob@uar.biz.
I'm sure I know I've emailed you before. Let's go. bob@uar.biz. Yep, I've got you right here.
Yeah, okay. Yep, that's it.
This plan's a little bit different, because what happens is they'll actually send you, it's a $0 premium, so there's no premium.
Okay.
sign up, they'll send you, for example, a most popular plan, they'll send you $3,600 on what's called an MSA account. And so it's their bank, but your account, and you get a debit card, and you can use that money for medical expenses. However, it has like a $7,000 deductible. But if you take the $3,700 that they give you minus the $7,000 deductible, you know, you're only going to be potentially $2,500 out of pocket.
Yeah, okay.
And so it can leave you a little bit exposed if something big happens, but, you know, only $2,500-ish. And so that could be a good option if you're one of those that says, I'm really healthy, I don't utilize a lot of care, we don't have a lot of prescriptions. It because that money, that $3,600, is your money. So let's say you go to the doctor twice during the year, one for your annual wellness and one because you got a sinus infection and needed an antibiotic.
Yeah.
Well, if you only use $200-$300 of that money, that rolls over next year, and January 1st, they're going to put an additional $3,600 into your account.
Oh.
So you can kind of stash away money for medical expenses.
So they give me $3,600 a year?
Yep, $3,600. Well, it depends on the plan you pick. So they have one that's $1,200, one that's like $2,400, one that's $3,600.
Okay,
and
but
they just, you know,
periodically give me some money. And it piles up.
When you initially enroll, or every January 1st?
Okay, so every year, let's just say I get the $2,400 plan. So every year I'm getting $2,400. So
right. Yeah,
after about 4 years, I've got almost $10,000 in the bank?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Huh, okay.
Absolutely not. I don't like that idea of, because it is, this is the way that I like to look at it. It's a really good option in a best case scenario, and it's about the same as everybody else in a worst case scenario. But let's say that you need a knee replacement next year.
Yeah.
And with Blue Cross or Humana or United Healthcare, you're probably going to be around $800 to $1,000 out of your pocket. Well, with this plan, you're going to be $20,000, $3,000 out of your pocket.
But
once you've paid that, you're done for the rest of the year. Where with, you know, a Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Humana, St. Al's, you're kind of on the hook as you utilize care. So let's say that with the Select Health Phoenix plan, the one that gives you the money,
But if I get a knee replacement, another knee replacement, the other knee, next year I still have to pay up.
Yep.
Unless it only works like if I got two knees in 1 year.
Correct.
Oh, I see. So how much is the Blue Cross plan?
$40 a month, or if you wanted to go without the prescription drug coverage and get the $50, it's $0 a month.
It's $0 a month. So, okay, so the 40 or 50 per month, that's just for the drugs, right? Part D.
Let me pull that up. So, yeah, the one that's 16 and the one that's like 40-something, both. Oh, what's going on? Why is it not?
16 isn't much. So the 16 would pay for the D and keep me out of the penalty box.
Yep, the 16 would keep you out of that, but it doesn't give you any additional money.
I don't care. If I don't buy any drugs, then it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, well, it's just that Part B, so the 202 that you're paying for your Part B.
So,
there's no money allocated towards that on any of the plans that cover prescriptions.
Okay, but it is okay, but it will. So the Medicare, let's say I go with the $16 Blue Cross, I'm comparing that to what I have now. What I have right now is A and B, that's it. Just generic A and B, that's all I've got. I'm being charged $202 a month right now. So I'm adding $16 more if I'm signed up with Blue Cross, and then I get like the Blue Cross coverage. Not just medical, but they pay other stuff too, right?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. So they've got like most of the Advantage plans have the same type of benefit in there. But they have like a dental policy. It covers your clinic x-rays and exams at 100%. And then if you wanted to spend an additional $29, an additional $26, they give you like a really comprehensive dental benefit. But without that $26 extra, if you just want to pay the $16, then it's going to be, just your clinic x-rays and exams. Covers vision really well, has a hearing aid benefit, has a travel benefit, has...
Yeah, so I don't really need the dental because I've been going to this Riley Dental, and they're pretty cheap, and they haven't screwed me over yet. They've done a pretty good job, and they're pretty cheap. So
okay.
Okay with that.
Regardless, you have that benefit for the clinic x-rays and exams.
Cleanings would be covered?
Cleanings, x-rays, and exams all covered at 100%.
Oh, that's with the $16 Blue Cross.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there any way you could just email me details on that particular plan?
Yeah, of course.
Or a link, anything.
Maybe I'll send you the Phoenix options. I'll send you these Blue Cross ones. I've been trying to steer people away a little bit from Humana and United Healthcare for a couple reasons.
Why is that?
United Healthcare is currently in two lawsuits. They're in a big one with the federal government for Medicare fraud, and they're also in a lawsuit with the state of Idaho for unfair trade practices.
Oh, goodness.
So they've been, I mean, we've worked with UnitedHealthcare a ton in the past. They've usually been pretty good to work with, but I think they're in some financial hardships right now, and it's just not been super pretty.
I think my brother is currently, so my brother, I don't know if you're aware, he was like getting like, even before 65, he had like mental disability pay per month. And for some reason, because of that, when he turned 65, I think they just put him on United. He was on United before, you know, Medicare, before he turned 65. But when he turned 65, he was automatically enrolled in all that. Because when I enrolled, I had to enroll. He was already enrolled when he logged in. But maybe he should look into this too. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be good to look at his certain situation because he might be eligible. He might be, we call them dual eligibles, so they're eligible for Medicaid and Medicare. And United Healthcare and Molina are the only two companies that offer those, what we call D-SNP plans, dual eligible plans. And so if that's his situation, then I'd probably recommend Molina over United Healthcare. They don't offer a Medicare Advantage policy, so you wouldn't have any Molina options.
Oh, okay.
They're not the greatest company either, to be honest, but they're...
Now, to stay out of the penalty box, I just have to sign up before the end of June, because somebody said that I had to have, like, sign up, and then there's, like, 6 weeks before it kicks in, and that kick-in date was the thing they count, or is it when I sign up?
You're talking about, yeah, if you sign up before your open enrollment window is over, then
they count the sign-up date, not the implementation date, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I might already be too late.
Before the end of June. No, you're fine. Because we can get you, as of right now, we could get you a June 1st effective date.
Oh. Oh, but I have to sign up like within this month. Okay, so I should probably get on the ball like this week or next week.
Yeah, probably would be good to make a decision just to make sure we're not running into any issues.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, that's probably what I would recommend is the Blue Cross plan for you, maybe UnitedHealthcare, maybe Humana, maybe this Phoenix option. I'll send you the Blue Cross. Maybe I can send you a handful to compare side by side.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. Okay.
So another, if you really wanted to get in and do a ton of research, I typically recommend Medicare.gov. Medicare.gov has a lot of really good, they'll just show you everything that's available,
Yeah,
and you can
okay.
kind of
I'm gonna go
compare
ahead
side
and
by
do
side.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, other than the Phoenix plans. The Phoenix plans are through Select Health. Those ones aren't shown on there because they're association plans and not everybody's eligible for them. So
Oh,
I'll email you
but
those
since
so
I
you
work
can
for
see the.
HP, I am eligible.
Yes, you should be eligible. Most people are.
Okay.
So, but not everybody, right?
Yeah.
Mostly the biggest issues we usually have are people who work for like small mom and pop shops or
Yeah,
self-employed for most of their lives.
okay. All right, yeah, go ahead and send me those, and I might get my brother on the phone later this week and call back and then see what my brother wants to do too.
Yeah, we can definitely look at his.
Okay, so your suggestion right now, top suggestion seems to be like the Blue Cross Advantage. And the outer network, I guess they don't have as much network coverage as like the supplement, right?
Yeah, so it is going to be more restrictive than the supplemental plans because the supplemental plans will pay whoever accepts Medicare assignment. So
Yeah.
now St. Luke's, it's like 98% of the doctors
Yeah.
are going to be in network. So it's almost a non-issue. Where with the Advantage plans, it's just a little more complicated.
Is it like what percent of the doctors do Advantage? Is it like
Yeah, great question. It's typically because you're eliminating full hospital systems. Obviously, it's not going to be as much, but most of the little providers, like the clinics around town, the ones that aren't directly associated or purchased by the hospital, those ones are going to be in network with both. So with both the St. Al's and the St. Luke's, yeah, they mostly contract with everybody. So really the main thing is if you go with the St. Al's plan, you want to stay away from St. Luke's. If you go with the St. Luke's plan, you want to stay away from St. Al's.
Oh, what if I do Advantage?
If you do Advantage, yep. Again, the supplementals doesn't really matter.
Okay, the
Where you
supplemental
want
I can go with either of the big boys, and if I go Advantage, I pretty much have to, lean towards one of
Correct.
them. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and then St. Luke seems to be like bigger player here in town.
Yeah, by a little bit. I think the thing about St. Luke's too is they have a little bit more like specialty doctors.
Yeah,
But the nice thing about St. Al's and where we get a lot of people who like St. Al's is the St. Luke's is kind of like a we want you to stay with St. Luke's, where the St. Al's is like, hey, we don't have all the specialists, so we'll let you go to any of the specialists around town that aren't directly affiliated with St. Luke's.
Oh, they're not as they're more they're not as restrictive.
They're not as restrictive,
I
correct.
see. I see. Okay. Well, you gave me a lot to think about. I'll see if I can like throw the switch sometime this week or early next week.
Yep, and as long as we can get it in before the last day of the month, then we can get it effective the first of the following month.
Oh, okay. So as long as I get it within May, then I'm good. I won't cut
If you call
it
me the
that.
last day of May,
I
then
won't cut it that
I can
sharp.
get you.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, I can't think of any other questions. I'll just wait, look forward to the emails. And take your time on that.
Sounds great. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. Bye-bye.